It is the all-important third game of the preseason, the one which typically most resembles a regular season affair.
They call the third preseason game the dress rehearsal, and the Jacksonville Jaguars took to the stage against the Detroit Lions.
The formula is in us. All we got to do is bring it out for 60 minutes. Let's get in here tight.
You good, boss?
Good, baby. How you doing?
Good, bro.
Blake Bortles has been the lead story this preseason, and that didn't change in game number three. All eyes were on the second-year signal caller.
Lots of time. Now he runs out of it, spins out of there, wants a run. Got a little bit of room to the 25. He's going to dive for a first down. Bortles spun away from trouble, dove forward all the way to the 31-yard line. Terrific run, 11-yard gain, and a first down for the Jaguar. Fires it. That is T.J. Yeldon. He's got it. Into Lions territory, got away from a tackle, go for it, and has a first down all the way down to the 44-yard line of Detroit.
Bortles, good time, great catch. Mercedes Lewis makes the grab. He's down near the 25. He was working on a couple, including Grover Quinn, 19-yard pickup and a first down.
Play fake, throwing into the end zone. That is going to be a touchdown for the Jaguars. Bortles hit. Allen Hurns on the post pattern, and the Jags strike first.
Once again, Allen Hurns working against one of the great Jaguars of all time, Rasheem Mathis, and Allen Hurns takes him to school.
During Bortles' busy night, the quarterback did notice a former Jaguar still has it.
What's his name?
Rasheem Mathis.
He's pretty good.
He's good. He was all pro.
Was he?
Rasheem Mathis played for the Jags for 9 seasons, but even the former all-pro cornerback couldn't damper number 5's night.
Finish, let's go, man, let's go.
Four-man rush, they're going to throw a screen pass. That is complete to Denard Robinson, out past the 30, inside the 20-yard line, up the right sideline. Denard diving forward. What a terrific play. Bortles to Denard Robinson out of the backfield. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 12-yard line, but terrific gainer. Denard's got a first down. Play fake. They blitz. Blake steps up. He's got some running room. To the 45. To the 40. He turns the corner. Now slides down. Straight drop against a four-man rush. Lots of time. Fires it. That is caught by Allen Hurns. First down. Got it to midfield. A crossing route. Bortles to Hurns. They're 6 of 6 on third down. Got it all the way out to midfield for the Jaguar.
Bortles continued his stellar play in the preseason, going 20 of 29 for 245 yards and a touchdown.
Good night's work.
On a soggy night, ball security became an issue for the Jaguars' reserves.
He is hit as he lets it go.
That's a fumble.
And that is going to be a fumble and picked up by the Lions. They are wrestled to the ground.
Two late turnovers led to a field goal and a touchdown, and the Lions would go on to win 22-17. Despite the loss, the Jaguars were all smiles based on the way the Jaguars' first-team offense, led by Blake Bortles, played.
And the guys have really battled, and it's been impressive, and it's fun to be a part of.
But a lot of really cool things, man. This team is coming together, really coming together. And other guys are stepping up, and the numbers called. That's a beautiful thing.